No clue. Yeah, helpful defense, making pitches when I had to, I guess. But, yeah, I would love not to be in that situation. But, yeah, I mean, defense helping you out, putting guys in the right spots, and then just making pitches. Just a little bit. A little bit slow. Arm moving a little bit slow. Mechanically, though, it was pretty sound the entire day. Other than throwing a lot of pitches, those guys battle. Those guys don't swing and miss a lot. So they're gonna make you earn it, which is why a bunch of our guys today had a lot of pitches thrown.
Well, how about what the bullpen did yesterday and what you saw today?
Bullpen's done it for three games in a row. It's super impressive, Sitting in the starter shoes, you wish you'd give them a little more length, so maybe we didn't have to use them again. But just the competitiveness in those guys to be able to do it three times in a row, having the luxury of a great bullpen is definitely it's appreciated for sure.
Andrew, how did it help you when Benson went in the alley and got that one ball?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that ball gets down at second and third, and then, I think I had two walks after that out, so there would have been a run across the plate. So it helps you. It calms you down, gets you back in the moment, and then you can just kind of reshift your focus back to whoever's up, and then go from there. Yeah, he did some stuff. I would say some pretty cool stuff.
What is the way he's performing right now? Like, what does that do for the rest of the clubhouse?
I mean, it's so deserving. I mean, the guy, grinding every day, comes to the field ready to go. One of the best teammates you're ever going to be around. I mean, you can wish nothing but, success, fortune, everything, for him. Playing with him earlier and then playing with him last year and then playing with him again this year, he deserves every bit of it.
This is year three for you. Do you think some of the experience you have under your belt helped you turn the page and kind of flip the script after that slow start?
Yeah, I think so, just being in familiar situations. Just knowing kind of when you have to step up, when you have to put your foot down on the gas, and then trusting your guys behind you and then trusting Steve O calling the game back there that we're going to get ourselves in a situation where we can get out of it.
What did DJ tell you when you went out there?
Just basically, hey, slow down, take a breath. I'm going to give you a little bit of time here. You know how to do it. You've done it for a while. Just go and execute. And that's pretty much the message. Just trying to instill confidence, put it in perspective.